This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
And other fake news stories.
This is Uncovering the Truth with Rudy Giuliani and Dr. Maria.
Guarding against misinformation.
Fake news.
And it doesn't seem to be making a difference.
Using common sense thinking with New York Street Smarts. Now, with Dr. Maria, here's Rudy Giuliani.
Well, good morning. Welcome to Uncovering the Truth with me, Dr. Maria, and Rudy Giuliani. And we are sponsored by the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. We have such a busy show coming up. We have so much to talk about.
Unfortunately,
happened to Tyre Nichols in Memphis, some startling information about President Biden, and undercover work by Rudy Giuliani last night, and that is upcoming soon. But we're going to start out with Tyre Nichols. I think the nation knows now that five police officers from the elite squad Scorpion is seen on body cam and some extra footage from a stoplight beating the heck out of Tyre Nichols that ended up in his death 3 days later. It's very, very disturbing, without a doubt. The media has gone crazy with this, though. Some are trying to mix it in with a race problem. Five bad apples do not signify the great men and women of law enforcement throughout our country. But we have to dissect what happened, because it is brutally, brutally disturbing to take punches and kicking someone in the head. I don't know. The story hasn't even come out, Rudy, about the paramedics. The paramedics, I think, were suspended because offer aid. I don't get it.
There's something very, there's so many things disturbing about this. Just watching it, even much like the Pelosi tape, there's the one act, and a horrible. Horrible though it is, it's one act where he's striking him with the, and then you see a little bit. This is like continuous. It's like it's like wearing on you. First, you know, you see the original confrontation, and I can look at that original confrontation, and I can tell you as a police expert, I can tell what's wrong with it. I can give you 10 things wrong with it. In fact, what I'm going to do tomorrow is I haven't talked to him yet, but I'm going to try to get my friend Howard Safer, who is my second police commissioner, largely because Howard went into this a bit and I've gone into it. We're going to try to show you how it should be done. And Ted and I just very, very fortunately came upon an incident on Friday night in Times Square. And there was a guy jumping on top of a radio car. And I got a little annoyed because I think I taught NYPD how to deal with a riot, which is why I never had one. My theory is simple. The first act that's illegal, the protester gets arrested. And then the second and the third, fourth rarely, fifth never. They stop. The problem with a lot of the riots in 2020. They had the Dinkins cooling off period, which led to a pogrom in Crown Heights and a massive riot in Washington Heights. And since then, since I became mayor, there have been no riots in New York City until we got another Democrat mayor. Mm. Democrats do not know how to stop riots because they are afraid to engage the crowd. And they believe that if you arrest that first one, you're going to create the riot. You're going to stop the riot. And I'm saying to myself, damn it, did New York go back? I see all of a sudden, out of nowhere, and I can see it. I know exactly how they do it. And they had a nice shot. See how they had it organized. They had cops at the outer perimeter. They had cops in the middle before the cops could grab the guy, sprung. So that you weren't in a situation where the cops would ever have trouble if they needed help. But I'm going to tell you, and I don't get this. It took 13 minutes for the cops in Memphis to put cuffs on Tyree. Do you know how fast this guy on top of the police car was cuffed? I'm counting it about five. How about 10 seconds? And I remember watching arrests, the most famous one being a guy who came at me and one of my security people all by herself, tackled him, flipped him over. And before you could say, what is it, Jack Robinson used to be the old?
Yeah.
Before you could say Jack Robinson, the guy couldn't move. And he was fat. So he had a hard time. I mean, and Patty, I mean, she really gave it to all the guys. I mean, the female, she tackled him like a football player. Somehow he was head up, right? She turned him over. Boom, boom, big fat guy. And boom, handcuffs on. By the time you look up, the guy's in handcuffs. It's all over. And you get, now, next thing, here's what they did. You could see all these brass there, and they got him in the police precinct all within 3 minutes, not 13.
Yeah, I agree. You know, common sense-wise, even when I look back to the 2020 riots, I remember they showed a clip of police officers in New York City, and water was being thrown on them. To me, I kept yelling, arrest them, arrest them, arrest them. That could have been acid. You didn't know it was going to be water. You let that behavior go. And then I forget, was it Portland, Oregon, or somewhere where they gave up the police station?
The baby mayor of Minneapolis.
When they gave up that police station.
When you elect an underage mayor, that's what happened.
Yeah, I'm like, this is done. So I do believe in that philosophy. You don't let anything go. You stop it. You get it down. But don't forget to give us a call at 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. You know, a lot is coming out about your pal, President Biden. And I say that jokingly. Because
I know him better than probably 95% of the people in America.
Well,
I've had a 35-year relationship with him.
I know you're a corruption buster, and you don't like
hater.
It. Hater. And you don't like it when people are corrupt. And the fact that the United States kind of, during his candidacy for president, nobody was reporting on a lot of this stuff, and then, of course, we know it's censored. But we now know 1,850 boxes of information they're sorting through, 415 gigabytes of electronic records that the University of Delaware was keeping private that they're going to have to
through. That's the Senate days.
Yeah, that's the Senate days.
Hopefully. And I know we found classified material. Hopefully we don't have a problem with the Senate days. God willing, I hope not. Look, I'm going to tell you. And you cannot believe this. You can believe it. I know, you know, it sounds so. The first moment I found out that he was corrupt, which would be in November or December of 2017, I disputed it with the man who said it to me, who had already given me some very startling information. Got to tell you, all of which has turned out to be on the hard drive a year later.
Yeah.
He was 100%
true.
But when you first, look, I've heard true stories, and I've heard the wildest, craziest, untrue stories.
Yep.
And then I've heard stories I thought were true, and then I started investigating it, and they fell apart. Which is why I don't know why they don't trust me. If this story had fallen apart, I'm going to tell you won't believe this. I'd have been the happiest man in the world. I don't want Joe Biden to be a crook.
No, we all knew he was a liar and a plagiarist.
A massive crook.
But he's who not just, knew he was such
Maria,
a corrupt crook?
He's not just a crook. He is a massive crook. He took $31 million from the Red Chinese.
Startling now, the whole UPenn Association, UPenn tried to convince the FBI to stop their China initiative.
How crazy is that?
It was an anonymous,
worse than that.
Probably communist Chinese person.
The FBI did it.
Had funded that Biden Center at UPenn. And to me, I keep going back. We know from reports, seems like verified reports, that some of the top secret and classified documents were about Ukraine, China, I think Iran. But that about Ukraine and China, where he did so much business, I'm freaked out about this. Is he more than just a corrupt guy taking money? Is he also a traitor to us? Was he told to put specific documents in the UPenn Center? Because why would documents be there? Why was he told to bring those there and just leave them there? We'll take care of it from there. And some foreign actors have gone through it. Well, like, well, I'm scared to death.
The miserable, lying, creepy, disgusting, less than human press likes to say that the Trump situation is a lot worse than the Biden situation. Let's stop it now. Trump has no documents, as far as we know, that relate to any countries in which he got millions and millions of dollars, where there'd be an incentive to steal those documents for him.
Yeah, for cover up, right?
Trump has, and plus, the government had full access to his documents every moment he had them. He put them in a secure place that the government approved, and that the government made recommendations for further security. Anytime they wanted the documents, they could get them. They did. They did go and get a whole cartload of documents in the middle of all this. Now contrast it with Biden. Gone for 6 to 13 years. You couldn't get them because you didn't know where they were.
Mm.
They happened to coincidentally meet up with countries where he got millions of dollars. Nothing like that with Trump.
Right, right.
And Trump doesn't have a history of selling out the United States.
No.
I mean, he
has
this
history of America first.
He has a history. Biden has a history in which you look at what he did and you take your breath away. He gives up the Bagram Air Base 400 miles from China in the middle of a time in which China's Navy has surpassed ours. He does nothing to challenge China's Navy surpassing us. Does nothing, much less fall behind China. So, I mean, most Americans don't know this, but the Chinese, who only need a one-ocean Navy, have a bigger Navy than we have, and we need a two-ocean Navy.
I can't get over it.
Aren't you selling out the United States if you do that?
How about this, Rudy? There's reports that because we're now starting to give so much Javelin, now tanks, to Ukraine, it has depleted our own military. We should always protect our nation first.
Like, did you see when Trump the other night in your hometown or home state listed everything we gave the Afghanis?
Oh, it was shocking.
Aside from the fact that we just gave it to terrorists, we don't have that anymore.
Yeah.
That was a lot of stuff.
It was a lot of stuff. So Rudy is referring to former President Donald Trump, our president number 45, came to New Hampshire and officially announced that Steve Stepanak will be in charge.
Who supported me for president.
Yeah, who supported Rudy for president. Nice man. Is now going to head his efforts in New Hampshire. And Chris Ager is our new GOP chair. He has quite a business background. He was program director at a large aerospace company in New Hampshire. He has military service, 7 years of active duty, and he was regional support command based at Fort Devens, Massachusetts, which I know well because of my daddy. And his education, he was at the military academy at West Point. So he is our new GOP chair. But former President Donald Trump started in New Hampshire, and then he went on to South Carolina.
First two primaries.
Well,
for the Republicans. And he did a good job of jamming the Democrats with taking it away from New Hampshire.
Now, New Hampshire people who are listening, I love you. To me, nobody can do anything better than the people of New Hampshire. I am a little bit biased, but there's something flawed with the Democrat Party now giving up that first in the nation primary. We have a law on the books that we will always be the first in the nation. We have been the first in the nation for 100 years since 1920. And why the Democrats would give it up and want South Carolina, I know it's all political.
Because Biden lost it last night.
Yeah.
But, about Biden.
But to me, forget, take Nothing. Off your Democrat hat, take off your Republican hat, do what's right for New Hampshire. This is our
Dr.
heritage.
Maria, if they could take off their Democrat hat, America would not be in the worst position it has ever been.
I know, but let me
foreign
be a Pollyanna.
Policy, domestic policy, and corruption. We probably have, without any question, the most corrupt government in at least the last 100 years.
Oh, scary, Rudy.
We are filled with Biden-like
right?
crooks.
And
Justice Department,
systems.
The Attorney General's son, nobody wants to look at it, is making a fortune getting kids confused about their gender. I don't know if he gets involved in mutilation, but somebody should find
CRT.
Out.
CRT. He was pushing the CRT. Or is it gender
He does CRT and gender. They do it together. I mean, a gender change is part of Black Lives Matter. Look who runs Black Lives Matter. Lesbian, a very aggressive lesbians who think there are 50 or 60 different genders who are trained Marxist communists.
They don't think there's any role for a man.
Or father in the home. Yeah. Now, what kind of prescription is that for a black who's living in the poorer neighborhoods of America that you shouldn't have a father?
That's terrible.
I mean, isn't it just the opposite? Isn't it just the opposite?
We're going to take a short break. Now, remember, we have exciting undercover information from Rudy Giuliani incognito at the protest.
It's amazing to hear this, actually.
Coming up. We'll be right back.
Stop. ED is no laughing matter. This could be caused from low T, high blood pressure, or diabetes. Elevate Wellness can help. 40% of men over 40 have experienced this. Make the call to Elevate Wellness now. 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. The office visit is only $99 and includes exam, blood work, test dose, and consultation. Call Elevate Wellness. 973-354-2276. Or Elevate Wellness Group.
This is Uncovering the Truth with Rudy Giuliani and Dr. Maria.
Guarding against misinformation.
Fake news.
And it doesn't seem to be making a difference.
Now, with Dr. Maria, here's Rudy Giuliani.
Welcome back to Uncovering the Truth with Rudy Giuliani and me, Dr. Maria. And we are proudly sponsored by the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Well, I promised you some inside look at the protests. So Rudy Giuliani and one of our staff members, Ted Goodman, went undercover last night to see what the protests, what kind of flavor would they have? Were they leaning towards violence? Were they asking for peace? So, Rudy, what was it like? Well, now, tell me about your little incognito. Because
it's a place I'm very familiar with because I live there. It was Washington Square Park. I lived at Hayden Hall for 2 years when I went to NYU, and then on Jane Street for a year. So I lived in that neighborhood for 3 years. Hasn't changed all that much. I mean,
now you're
it's always been a protest.
Recognizable person,
yeah,
I think, in the
they
world.
Didn't get me. I put on a big black coat. I covered it up. I thought I even had a hoodie on the coat, but I didn't. So I put on a hat that came down. I had glasses on. And I tried to act like I was disabled and I had Ted helping me walk. So they'd be sympathetic with me. Or at least, you know, if you throw out a major thing that they look at, they like being infirm, it generally will get them off you. Mm-hmm. So it worked. We didn't get recognized
at all.
We had originally, I'll go back to the original part first because it shocked the hell out of me. I have on radio now for 2.5 years been warning you, and I have without that for the last 6 years been warning people that this is not disjointed things that are happening, namely the burning of the flag, the taking down of the statues, the going after people for slavery, that was part of the thing of the times, and they really wanted to see it done away with, like Jefferson and stuff like that. All of that, doing away with the fathers in the home by Black Lives Matter, doing away with God.
God, yeah, religion's a big thing for communism.
Doing away with due process, creating immorality of a massive scale and sexual confusion as much as possible, which more destabilizes a society more than anything else. If you can screw people up on sex, you're going to destabilize a society. Everything I just told you is written about by Karl Marx. Mm. Everything I told you is written about Frederick Engels. It's written about by Stalin. It was used by Stalin. It was used by Mao. It's being used right now in China.
So what happened last
this
night?
This is a communist movement.
Yeah.
Well, before I even got out of the car, Ted was there, and Ted shot back. You were there and shot back to us.
Well, let's introduce Ted and have us
and
tell us
shot
about
back
it.
To us. I'm going to say what it is. Then you can introduce Ted. He shot back because I heard it. She said, you know, don't be worried about social communism. First, that's communism. Don't be worried about communism and socialism. They'd be good.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
don't
which
tell
is
me
very
this is this Black Lives Matter movement. And these were a few Black Lives Matter people and then about 500 white people.
Yes. Now, so I'm going to introduce Ted Goodman. How are you today, Ted?
Good morning, Dr. Maria and Mayor.
It is wonderful to work with you. You are a great young mind, and you want to put America first, and you're working towards that, and appreciate that. But you did go out to the protest unafraid just to see what was happening, what was being talked about, and you did have us on like a speaker so we could hear. And I think it was a gentleman talking. And I almost, if I was in a chair, would have fell off my chair, said exactly, tell us what they were saying.
Well, so these speakers, this gentleman, first of all, of course, was attacking capitalism, attacked capitalism, and then said, you know, socialism, communism. They demonize that word here. And he kind of, he was defending socialism and communism. And as the mayor has been saying for years now, they don't hide it anymore. They're open communists. These are socialists. And, they say these things at these protests, like we heard last night.
And the press, of course, will not report it.
The press is, and they're right there. And they won't
Patrice
report it.
Patrice Cullors actually is quite proud of the fact that she's a communist. She'll tell you immediately, but the press plays it down. And then all these companies give Black Lives Matter a fortune. And then two things happen. First of all, the money gets stolen so that Patrice can live in a $30 million house.
Yeah, nice.
But second, it's being used to destroy the system that allows those private companies to be private companies. They're paying for their own demise. Now, don't get shocked. That is exactly the strategy that Marx, Engels.
You know, I understand that. I guess I was surprised because of what happened to Tyre Nichols was disgusting and brutality at its worst. So I would have thought protests would be like, we got to look at better police training, things like that.
Yeah, but coming together, unity, community.
To hear a speaker saying, we've got to embrace socialism and communism.
And it was very anti-cop. As well, right?
Anti-law enforcement,
okay. Anti-capitalism.
Defunding again.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Defunding, how terrible cops are. Doesn't matter if they're white or black. They're terrible. They ignore, except for the fact that going harder on it, they ignore the fact that, you know, it's hard to see this as racial since it's five black cops and a black victim. You can see it as bad policing. You can see it as sadism even. You can see it as criminality, you can see it. They're forcing this one into a racial thing, which gives you an idea what hucksters they are.
Yeah.
They don't want unity.
You know, like Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton's being a little more careful about this, because Al's kind of moved on now to being something or other than a con man. And I'm
what
not
is?
Sure. If he isn't a con man, I don't know.
Shakedown guy, like Jesse, whatever.
Artist. Yeah. They don't want unity, right? They want division.
They shake down these companies, and the companies pay them money, so that they won't say that the company's racist.
Yep.
And, of course, what they want to do is destroy the company ultimately.
Oh, they want to keep us divided, and they want to promote hateful rhetoric, and they're anti-capitalist. But that's how they make
the
their money, keeping us divided.
Yeah,
and promote a victimhood mentality. That's what they do.
Worst thing that happened for the advancement of civil rights for blacks are liberal whites.
Yeah. No,
and good conservative blacks
more.
Will tell you that. But blacks aren't the problem for blacks. It's the liberal whites. And how many? There were like 8 to 10, maybe I'm a little low, 8 to 10 blacks there, maybe 20, and about 400 or 500
white
people.
The crowd was at least 80% white,
yeah.
Mayor.
This was not a violent crowd.
But they were bitter. A lot of they were bitter, mean people who are. They have. It's interesting. They're very angry, and so these speakers are. They're festering that, right?
They are
hate,
they
division,
are, but
victimhood mentality. Where are the victims? You know, these are our oppressors, and it's interesting, right? It's not based on unity bringing people together.
Right, that conformity thing, you're like, if anybody's different, I've noticed this since the pandemic started, if you're different or have a different thought about medicine or anything, you get demonized. Now, when people thought you and the mayor were outsiders last night because you were taking pictures, what happened?
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand what happened last night. Mayor Rudy Giuliani. First I went in by myself.
The most recognizable guy.
And Mayor Rudy Giuliani went in directly into the middle of a BLM rally with nothing. His only disguise was a mask. About the only time you'll see the mayor wearing a mask.
No,
right?
I wore a mask as if I was, you know, frightened of COVID.
One of those, those people that you see walking on the street in a mask. And a ball cap. So all the mayor had
was a useless mask that doesn't do any good except to placate the liberals because it doesn't prevent COVID and it actually doesn't even prevent the spreading of COVID.
Well, I think
according to Dr. Fauci,
a lot of people at protests wear masks to not be recognized.
That's what I did.
That's nothing to do with COVID at all. That's they don't right. want to be recognized.
That's right. They're yeah. cowards, right? Yeah. They're afraid to actually let anyone see what they're fighting
for. I would have been more than happy to have them see. I would be willing to debate them.
Except yeah, I was very...
Except I figured I wouldn't get what I...
No, you would have been beaten to death, probably.
Well, these we would have taken them. These are not tough guys.
I'm going to tell you. The people were there. This was like 10 or 12, very substantial looking, you know, big, strong, and the women were very sure of themselves, Black Lives Matter people. And then it just had to be the nerd wussy association of NYU. The they must have a fraternity called Nerd Wussy.
Oh my and they,
God. I will say the mayor went right in.
In fact, when I thought the Black Lives Matter people gave up after a while and said, I don't think we're going to get much out of this group.
Well, we have to take a short break.
They're not going to fight with anybody.
And we will be right back. Stay with us.
If you're suffering from ED, you're not alone. 60% of men over 60 have this problem. Help is out there. The professionals at Elevate Wellness can help you be the man you used to be. They've helped thousands of patients and have a 96% success rate. What are you waiting for? Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Your first visit is only $99. ElevateWellnessGroup.com. Help is out there. ElevateWellnessGroup.com.
This is Uncovering the Truth with Rudy Giuliani and Dr. Maria.
Guarding against misinformation.
Fake news.
And it doesn't seem to be making a difference.
Now, with Dr. Maria, here's Rudy Giuliani.
This is Rudy Giuliani with Dr. Maria on Uncovering the Truth, brought to you by Tunnel, Two Towers, T2T.org. Put in your $11. Do it now. Come on, come on, come on, come on. You'll help people that are our heroes.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Which brings us to one who isn't, Joe Biden.
Well, so I want to thank Ted Goodman for joining us.
We're going to have him on at the very end because I want to say something about what we're going to do tomorrow.
Okay. Yes, so I begged Rudy, not really begged because he doesn't mind.
No.
But I did want to, I think it's important. On this show, we kind of pride ourselves into talking about things that don't get a lot of media attention. Certainly some case like Tyre Nichols. We have to talk about, even though it's getting a lot of attention, and we absolutely want to give our condolences to the Nichols family.
And also, I think we should say that if you want to know why we didn't have violence, his mother has a great deal.
She was such a class
His mother
act.
Has a great deal to do with it.
Yeah, she asked for everybody to be very peaceful. And she was just really, I don't even know, just this dignified presence when she said, I'm going to pray for you, police officers. You murdered my son, but I'm going to pray for you and your families.
Vaughn Wilk, her name is.
Yes, yes.
And she has a certain presence that was different than some of these, and it seems sincere. Sometimes when there's a call for no violence, I don't know, sometimes it seems sincere, sometimes it doesn't. This one seems sincere, and let's thank God it's still working. That doesn't mean it will continue to work, but it's still working.
But one of the stories that isn't getting a lot of attention. So I can say there's differences between Rudy and I, and there's things that we believe in that are very similar. And one of the things we believe in is transparency in our government. And there's so much cover up. But we know at least 14 of Hunter Biden's business associates met with Joe Biden. Why is this important?
Foreign business associates.
Joe
said 100 times.
Repeatedly said, I have no contact with any of Hunter's business people. Even during the very famous debate. Oh, okay.
We blow it out of the water with his own. The guy is so stupid he contradicts himself and makes himself a liar. This is about as strong a false exculpatory statement that would supply the mental intent for committing a crime in any RICO case or bribery case. And it's real simple. He's calling his son. Just listen to him. Listen to the halfwit.
Hey, Palace Dad. It's 8:15 Wednesday night. You get a chance to give me a call. Nothing urgent. Just want to talk to you. I thought the article, at least the thing on online, it's going to be printed tomorrow in the Times. It was good. I think it's clear. And, anyway, if you get a chance, then you call. I love you.
The article that Daddy said was good demonstrates that his son is trying to do business with two of the most crooked red Chinese in the world. Now, what father would say that was good but a crooked father? Oh, but wait a second. How can he be talking about them if he never talked to his son about foreign people? Now, I don't know, American people, if you don't realize the terrible mistake you made in electing him, there's no hope for this country. This man is a major 30-year criminal sitting in the White House, piece by piece, deconstructing our country. Well, and I don't know how far he's going. I don't know how much of it is he gives away to China because of bribery, how much he gives away to China because of the left-wing communist influence on him, and how much he gives away from China because he's just by far the dumbest man I've ever met. But all three of them combine to really putting our country in great jeopardy.
I'm not indicating that these particular business associates that I'm going to talk about are crooked or not. It's just the fact that he said he never met with Hunter's business associates, when records clearly show that when he was vice president, he met with Hunter's business associates from Mexico, Ukraine, China, Pakistan, and the U.S. As a matter of fact, in February of 2014, from Mexico, Miguel Ailman Velasco and Miguel Ailman Magnani visited the White House, and Joe Biden was caught on camera giving them a tour. And then Hunter, we know, texted his father's official photographer 2 months later wanting the pictures. We also know that on October 30th of 2015, Hunter arranged a meeting between his father and his business associate, billionaire Mexican Carlos Slim. So this, I could go on and on. There's more, but it's just the fact that we have a president who continually lies to the American public. And you know what?
He's laughing and laughing.
Some people believe him. That's because the problem too.
The family has made maybe close to $100 million in bribes, and they've never even been questioned about it, much less have their house searched or. They get our house searches because they run the FBI like it's part of, the German state police when there was the Third Reich, or the Soviet state police when it was communist. I mean, and Chinese police today. I mean, he models himself after his paymaster, China. Let me see. Who shall we go to? Maria, pick somebody.
There's so many callers here. I'm not sure who to go to, so my eyes are right on Sal.
Ah, me too.
Oh,
I'm going to pick Sal too. Okay, Sal, you're the man. Unanimous choice, babes.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good.
Ma'am, how are you?
Good. Very good,
like
thank
to,
you.
I'd just like to put 2 cents into this incident. I was a retired New York City detective. And
thank you.
I'm watching all these. Well, it was a great job for me then. To listen to all these political shows and news shows and the pandering that goes on, and should we need sensitivity training for police? If you need sensitivity training to understand that that's wrong, it's already too late.
Right. Amen.
That no more amount of training. Hiring people who reflect the community that they're from, obviously, that's not the answer, because
right.
It didn't work here. What the answer would be, and I mean, at the height of my career, I'm guessing there was maybe 40,000 police officers.
41.
I don't know
biggest,
how many.
The biggest we got to was 41,000, and that's what we had on September 11.
Well, I don't even know how many more that is throughout the country. And to say what you do with rogue cops is not going to be training. It's not verbal judo. It's not none of that. What it is what we did. Well, what was done with under Commissioner Bratton and yourself. When a cop goes rogue, you put him in handcuffs. You walk him through the front of the station house for everyone to see, and that's the way you handle it, because it hurts now. Well, this incident is going to hurt every other cop doing their job for a long time coming. And that, like that poor officer, I forget the incident where she was. She grabs a taser. She was chasing a fleeing felon with a warrant, and she's doing time for obviously that wasn't abusive. That was an excessive. It was a mistake.
I remember, and your points are
100%. 100%. The people who get hurt here are the numerous, good cops. And when you look at the number of police civilian confrontations, a million, and you look at the ones that go wrong, and everybody's get angry when I say this, they're statistically insignificant. Now, they're important in terms of you shouldn't, none of them should go wrong. On the other hand, it is not the big problem. The big problem is the massive amount of black people that are being killed by other black people. That's how they're getting wiped out.
Why? Yeah. Like, why don't we learn anything about Chicago every weekend? Why don't we talk about that?
If you're talking about police murders, you know, you'd have less than 100 in a whole year. Talk about black on black murders, you're talking 7,000, 8,000.
Now,
more.
One thing I learned about you, Mayor, is you had a really terrible situation when you were mayor in the police department.
Howard mentioned it. He said, I dealt with a situation like this. And what he was talking about was the Louima case. You'll remember it. And Mr. Louima was arrested. I don't remember for what. It wasn't the most serious crime. I don't remember it being a very serious crime. But in any event, he gets into an altercation with the cop. At one point, it's alleged he actually knocks the cop down. The cop is a big bodybuilder and probably steroid problem.
Abuser, yeah.
And the cop takes him into a bathroom and puts a plunger up his backside. Now we're talking perversion, not just...
Now we're talking about sick
guy that never should have been a cop. His father was a big shot in the police department, which would have stopped further commissioners.
And you didn't bury it.
Bury it? The police commissioner called me at my son's baseball game. He said, Mayor, I got something we got to handle immediately. Tonight, before anybody goes home, I meet him at Gracie Mansion. He tells me what happens. Howard and I had worked together for 13 years, catching fugitives, including ex-Nazis, because he was in the federal government, and we were very close friends and had worked together on cases. So this was, we're going back to prosecutor and agent now, but he's the police commissioner. We got to the precinct that night. We transferred the entire precinct. We put them where they didn't want to be, and we told them, you want to get back, and you don't want to have your career ruined. I remember exactly what we scripted out, that Julianne doesn't believe in a blue wall of silence. There's no blue wall of silence. That's bull.
You got to do what's right.
Cops are here to protect the public, not to protect themselves. They can protect themselves against anything unfair. But not if it hurts the public.
Mm.
They have no right to hurt the public. And second, unless you want this police department to be seen as a police department of perverts, we're going to pull this guy out and we're going to get him.
Mm.
And we got him by I know they say this arrest was pretty fast and they got a lot of credit for it. But I think Howard and I were probably sitting there thinking, gee, we did it in a day.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing I want to tell this gentleman is we've got Ted and I have a tape that we saw on Friday night. And I began by thinking the NYPD was being too slow. But the NYPD did a masterclass on how to arrest someone in a big, big hostile crowd without making it worse by minimizing everything and getting the person off the street immediately. If you think of the Floyd situation and you think of this one, this guy was on the street way too long.
Yeah.
You are taught endlessly. Get it off the street. Get it off the street immediately. Get the guy, restrain him, handcuff him.
Get him to the station.
Take training in handcuffing so you can do it like a magician. And get him into the police precinct.
Yeah.
So that it can things can be sorted out without people trying to kill you, hurt you, escalate, use it for their own purposes. In the Floyd case, they had him out there about 30, 40 minutes. This one, it was 14 minutes. To handcuff a 140-pound guy?
And will that come out on your live streaming?
No, we're going to do it. We're going to do it tomorrow. We'll do it tomorrow on the radio between 3 and 4. And then we'll do it at 9 to 10. We'll be able to show the pictures of it.
8 to 9?
8 to 9 on all the social media. We'll show you pictures of it.
Facebook, Rumble.
Yeah, and I did that. You might remember I found during the riots of 2020, I found a couple of situations where the NYPD, despite de Blasio, who had most of them doing it wrong,
I know you're
showed
so proud
the
of
old
the NYPD.
Training. They just went right into the old training, and they ended the riot before it even started.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, these people know what
they're... Policing's hard. You know what? You mentioned that criminal police officer when you were mayor being on steroids. I actually made that comment about these five police officers.
They might have been. I don't know.
They were so hyped up. I'm like, man, I wonder if that's steroid rage. But anyways, I digress.
Pick another
there.
One.
All right. How about Aldo? How are you, Aldo?
All right. Good morning, Maria. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
How you doing?
Mr. Mayor, you have more You had more investigators on the Louima case than they had on President Kennedy's assassination. Left-wing mayors do not arrest rioters, and left-wing governors do not call out the National Guard, because left-wing mayors and governors side with the rioters. And until we put the military on the border, build the wall, deport, visa violations, countries with visa violations lose privileges and race quotas. When that happens, you're going to see the left really go crazy. And that's what we want them to go crazy about. We know all the different policies are out there, that they use race quotas, they discriminate against white males. And all I hear you Republicans talk about, oh, the black unemployment is up, is down with the Republicans and this and that. We're worried about this. And no, we're worried about this country. If you want the votes of the people who support you, then you better go out there and share the concerns of those people and get those people what they want, and then you'll win millions of votes. These illegals are all voting. That's why they want to bring them in the country. They're transforming my country right now. They throw me off of talk radio because I bring this up all the time. No, this is not a patty cake game we're playing anymore. The hard left is serious. Serious business. I don't understand what
you're talking about. I know you're very angry. I'm not going to throw you off, I promise. But tell me what your point is, actually. Some of it I agree with, some of it I don't. Some goes too far. But don't be as angry.
I think he wants
just explain
action.
To me what do you think should be done given the Constitution that we have in this country? What would you do?
Okay, but first of all, they don't even use their constitution because they use race quotas.
No, what would you do? What would you tell me to do if I were the president?
The president, there's an act right now. The president could pull affirmative action on the federal level. There's an executive order for that immediately. Day one, goodbye. Immediate military down on the border.
I would
border.
Do that.
Military on the border.
I do relate to Aldo about the border.
I think
we have to take definitive, hard
affirmative
action
is unconstitutional at this point.
Yeah.
It's not needed, and it prefers one person over another.
Yeah, I never believe it.
Look at Asians. Holy
but we'll continue
gosh,
this conversation.
Incomprehensible.
When we come back after this break.
Your health is important. Your sexual health is very important. And like everything else, it has challenges. As many as 50% of men over 50 have sexual-related difficulties, like ED, low testosterone, and low energy. That's where they come in. Elevate Wellness has real professional and in-person solutions. Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Or visit ElevateWellnessGroup.com and get back to where it started. Office visits only $99 this month.
This is Uncovering the Truth with Rudy Giuliani and Dr. Maria.
Guarding against misinformation.
Fake news.
And it doesn't seem to be making a difference.
Now, with Dr. Maria, here's Rudy Giuliani.
Rudy Giuliani back with you with Dr. Maria and also sponsored by Tunnel to Towers. Get your $11 a month into T2T.org. Let's go.
Talking to Aldo, and I think that Aldo wants action, something. And you know what, Rudy, I have to say real quickly, a lot of people judge the Republican Party because there was discontent during the vote for Speaker. I actually love the process. I don't like the behavior of calling names or anything like that, but can anyone tell me 100% of those Democrats believe a radical lefty like Hakeem should be representing them as Speaker? But they all did it. I like the process, and because of that, we're going to have more transparency and more accountability, because those people who held out a little bit got good things for the American public. So let's go with Andrew. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Just want to say quickly on affirmative action, I think it could backfire, like it doesn't really help the groups that you're trying to help, because that exasperates the problem where there used to be discriminatory laws against Jewish students in New York City because they were getting disproportionate amount of the spots. So I would think, well, me being non-Jewish, wouldn't that help me? No, it would actually hurt, because I would be more black. You know, I would be more lackadaisical and not try as hard.
I hear you.
Thinking that it's rigged, and I think the people they discriminate against, like Asians, I think it makes them just try even harder. But I wanted to ask about ibuprofen and also the January 6th. Terry Bradshaw on Monday Night Football, when ibuprofen, he was making fun of it and saying, people, you're taking horse medicine. So I would say he was wrong and he shouldn't be given medical advice and ban the NFL for that, not just the kneeling. And January 6th was, shouldn't Rudy, you think Trump should now sue them, the committee, that it's over? They said he assaulted the two Secret Service men.
Yeah,
they wouldn't allow the
Suing is always a hard thing for a public official because you end up going through discovery and all kinds of other things. But if what you're telling me is, did they seriously lie about him and defame him 100 times over? Yeah.
And you too, Rudy.
And I'm thinking about it. I mean, they defamed me also. And
they wouldn't even play your testimony of over nine hours.
They played things that were total lies and never even played my my refutations of them, which were pretty damn convincing. And a judge ultimately ended up agreeing with me. Thompson sued me.
Benny Thompson.
And his case was thrown out of court. It was thrown out of court by an Obama judge. And they don't point. I mean, they're a bunch of lying, and I can't say the word I would usually use after that.
Yeah.
I mean, these are people if you met them, you wouldn't shake hands with them.
They have no soul.
You should have no respect for because they're hurting your country. These are people that they're such ridiculously crooked Democrats, either financially or morally, that they can't. The truth means nothing. You look at a guy like Schiff. Schiff hasn't told the truth since the day he was born, I don't think.
Yeah, he's under some kind of ethics investigation now. I'm not sure what
general,
it's about.
He should just be thrown out based on general ethics.
And he's going to run for Senate in
California. He's a lifetime liar like the president and just get rid of him. I mean, he should not be allowed back into the House or Senate until he produces the two witnesses that he had as to Trump's Russian collusion.
Yeah.
He's got to produce those two, and then we'll let him back. Before that, before he does that, he should be kept. Well, they should put them where they put the January 6th people and let the January 6th people out.
You know, I knew the American people were in trouble with the January 6th committee when they hired basically a Hollywood producer to put it together. The guy was an ABC exec. And once they start doing that.
You sure he wasn't doing movies during the Stalin-Hitler period?
Yeah.
Because the committee operated more like.
Do you know there's still people who believe five police officers were killed that day when the only
people
who died that day were four? And
what?
I'm going to repeat it. Four peaceful Trump supporters died that day.
If you say that again, I will take your papers away. You will have no papers. You will not be allowed to travel through the Reich. I mean, the United States.
I want to get back to the Constitution. That should be our Bible, the Constitution.
How about Judith? She always makes good points.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you so much.
Judith.
First of all, hi, good morning. Thank you so much. Well, you know what? I'm holding on. And Aldo, a.k.a. Steve of Manhattan, he's really good and a real patriot. He was saying, one of the things he was saying, and he's 100% right, these illegals that are coming over here in New York, they're allowed to vote.
How can
they
be?
They're allowed to vote. That they are allowed to vote in not presidential elections yet,
local.
But local ones that are allowed to vote. So he's trying to say that the balance is completely off.
He's right.
It's not right, among other things. And, of course, he's saying the board has to be closed. He's saying a lot of good things, Steve from Manhattan.
Yes, he is. Yeah, I understood why he was hyped up. And I didn't take it as anger. I took it that he's very passionate because a lot of us are sick of seeing what's going on in the United States.
No question.
Yeah, and we feel a little bit helpless. At least I do sometimes.
Very frustrating. But I also want to say, did you hear Dominic Carter on the break? He was saying something about an anti-Semitic attack, and the family was saying that Alvin Bragg is not a crime fighter. So I have to respond, yeah, he's not a crime fighter. He's a crime inviter. And where is the Bar Association suspending his license? Thank you very much.
The Bar Association.
Judith, you got a good
point. Judith, the Bar Association has tolerated his announcing the day he was sworn in. He's not going to follow his oath of office.
But yet they go after Rudy Giuliani.
But they go after me for exercising my First Amendment rights.
Who's got this incredible record of, it didn't matter if you're a Republican, Democrat, you broke the law, Rudy Giuliani would go after you when he was a prosecutor.
Because I said the election was stolen. I'm not allowed to say that.
You're not allowed to say that.
I'm not allowed to even think it. I'm not allowed to think. If you think it, you're, or if you think that parents should have something to say about whether their children should have their sex changed, you're a terrorist. Because you're going to interfere with the Attorney General's son's business.
Well, maybe some of your audiences should write the New York Bar. And
I mean, they are disgraceful. It won't help. They live in their own elite cocktail party world, and are basically, you know.
I wish every judge was like
liberals.
I wish every judge was like Alito or Thomas, like,
they don't
really
even that quite that, as long as they're fair.
Yeah, well, I think they're very fair men.
I was happy to have the judge who's an Obama appointee who said there's not enough evidence. They didn't bring any evidence against you of being involved in the.
Again, you prove my point.
They
it doesn't matter
blow,
who
no
elected them. They should be towards the law.
See, I lived through that era in which Democrat judges could be as fair as Republican judges.
Yeah,
now,
we shouldn't even know their political leaning. Like,
it's very, very rare that you can get a decent decision out of it. I mean, you'll get a D.C. court. The D.C. court is outrageous what they're doing.
Oh, my God. Look at the Sussman trial, too.
But look what they're doing to the January 6th people. That's like the Japanese
attorney. We should be protesting about that. Well, I hear music in the background. That means Uncovering the Truth is coming to an end for this week. But we're here every Sunday, 10 a.m., Eastern Time. You can get us on WABCRadio.com. And, of course, we have the Rudy Giuliani Show Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
We're going to start in on how it's done right this week.
And Rudy's podcast, Rudy's Common Sense, at RudyGiulianiCS.com. Have a great week.
God bless America.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.